Rachel.
Job of a lifetime.
Your song.
WLDE Wild.
WLDE Radio Wild. That's right, the hottest sound in Wild Side Town. You got it all. You got it right here. The music, the fun, the personalities. You got it all. And now, babies, in answer to our input and request line at 818-761-0333. From M in the South Bay to PM in North Hollywood, here's Alice Cooper.
Personally, think you should follow the balls when they make the street. At any rate, feel free to call us anytime with your questions on agriculture, because this is the best little comment show on any station in the fair city of Wildside. KPMP plays your comments.
Oh my God, you've locked my input. Now I can't escape. I was thinking of hanging up, but I got too nervous. But oh, since I'm locked on here, well, I guess I might as well say what I was going to say. Hello, Mr. William Wiles. I like what you're doing out there. You really, you've got an interesting program there, and you're keeping up with the quality of the movie line. You said reviews. Well, I'd like to review a comment line if I can. I don't know. This might be a first, but actually it's something that everyone always does. It's a plug for a comment line. In fact, I don't even run it now. You see, Sammy the Seal runs it. And for all of those people out there who remember Sammy DeSteel about 5 or 6 years ago, he used to call feedback and he used to have bitch fights with David of Los Angeles on Montage. Well, she's running a line now. She's running the line that I used to run called the Orange County Connection. And for those of you that want to call it up, and for those of you that want to spend an extra, couple dollars or whatever, you can call the Orange County Connection down here in Tustin, California. At area code 714-558-0894. A lot of interesting topics and a lot of thought-provoking comments are being played on the line. Anyway, Mr. Weil, I don't want to ramble on and on and on, and so I better go, okay? But listen, you keep up the good work. You're doing a great job. And Paul, if you're listening, no, just kidding. See ya.
Yeah, Paul Mack, you really goofed this time. I called the Wild Side number, hoping to hear the new edition. Why didn't I hear the new edition? You know why? Because your legend canceled movie line is in the way. It says so. I called Wildside's number, 1-800-761-5330. I got you on the movie line. And I hate it. Listen, get the Wildside back on right now. This is, well, maybe it's something that you won't use. Wildside's only in the afternoon, but I don't know. Because, you see, I'm a new listener here, and I don't know all these things. I live all the way in Logan, New York, and New York and Wayne County is far away, and it costs me a lot to call you and listen to you for 30 minutes a day. Not a day, but a week, you say. Okay, so I just like to say, get this straight now, right now, Paul Mac, you're in trouble.
What is this, kid? School time? I got a plan to catch.
Yes, this is for Mr. Paul Mack. This is Avanti Travel. We're calling to confirm for your reservations for Acapulco. Please give us a call. And your tickets should be ready within the next couple of days. Thank you.
With teenage pregnancies on the rise, all across the country, a new method of birth control is being tested. Young males who reach the age of puberty are given a nude photograph of Nancy Reagan and instructed to look at it whenever they get the urge, thereby losing interest. The program is working well, with the only side effects at the moment appearing to be occasional vomiting and frequent spasms of uncontrollable laughter.
And speaking of which, for all of you law enforcement officials out there who might need to get in touch with Paul Mack about some misguided youth, the address to write is Paul Mack Productions, P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And, of course, for any of you misguided youths out there, you can write me at William, P.O. Box 38604, Hollywood, California, 90038. Now, back to the comments.
And this is a book review from Don, North Hollywood, recommending The Talisman by Peter Straub and Stephen King. Come on.
Yeah, well, Wild, you went over the edge today on your phone line. You see, you let that piece of crap shoot down the Wild Side, and you said, yes, there are other channels out there. Yes, you did so. Don't deny it. I taped the whole thing, and you let him go loose. I mean, well, he doesn't have to listen to Wild Side anymore, but I shoot him down. Hey, do unto others what they do unto you.
Does she like skit?
Well, this is the man with the harmonica. This is the man who loves Monica. Calling the Wild Side. Calling the Wild Side.
I'm a dealer. Extra. Friendship and adventure that touched the hearts and stirred the imaginations of the world. The true, if slightly snotty, saga of Butch Canoga and the Four-Track Kid. The thrills.
I feel like you just used
Cindy, no, you haven't been used. No, it wasn't like a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am at all. But Mickey happens to be very popular in the phone world, and she's going to be a big
fine. Well, excuse us.
Well, I'm real sorry, girls, but we do have an awful lot of work
to do.
Okay,
fine. Here. Go ahead. Go ahead with your little Mickey. We mean Kate.
Oh, Mickey, I'm real sorry about this interruption here.
That's okay. I understand sour grapes. Who's she calling sour? Who's she calling grapes?
And the humor.
And yes, Richie and I are somewhat friends. I don't take him out to dinner or nothing. I don't buy him any Christmas gifts. And I don't let him borrow my socks.
And the romance. Just another sarcastic witch and a veteran tape recorder jockey. But as tele-outlaws fight in private war against ear fatigue, they will live on forever as Butch Canoga and the Four-Track Kid, a wild, fun production featuring music by W.W. Thomas. Now playing somewhere, sometime.
Good God Almighty, you got yourself right here on the K World. It's coming to you on KWRD. Good God Almighty, yes it is, my friends, where the word is his word, and the only word is the word, and the word, and that is his word. Yes it is, good friends, and his word is the word. Let me hear you say it, that it's his word is the word.
Mantic!
Something's sticking in my side. Why don't you take off your gun?
I did.
Oh.
They're gophers!
I can see that, fool! I ain't blind!
Yes, it's the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, the first and only cartoon soap opera. All the excitement, all the romance, all the fun on 818-761-3330 in North Hollywood. You'll meet Grover and Gunther Gopher, Rufus Rat, Malignant Mole, Alexandria LaRue, Punk Skunk, Valley Squirrel, and everybody's favorite, Johnny. That's the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, a Telefun production, weekends on the movie line at 818-761-3330, a Paul Mack presentation. The continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, coming soon to a telephone near you.
Hey, William Wilde. Yeah, you. This is Mike West Hollywood, and, well, I got something here I want you to consider. Do you think it's a possibility? Well, I don't know. I came by some information from a highly placed source in the telephone entertainment industry that, Richie Calcom is the illegitimate son of, or not the illegitimate, but the long-lost son of Al Bernay. Is there any truth to this? Anyway, Paul Mack has done an interesting thing with the movie line and quitting and putting in Bill Wilde, who promises to be the next Dennis DeCrepo of telephone entertainment.
You're Dennis DeCrepo on this one, okay? Here we go.
I'm never Dennis DeCrepo. That's amazing, but true.
And anyway, I think you're doing a good job. And what was that girl's name? Bill? No, not Bill. I never heard of a girl named Bill. I heard of a boy named Sue, but never heard of a girl named Bill. No, it was Danielle, the greatest virgin in all of L.A. in the last 25 years or something to that effect. And
That was Desiree, the only 25-year-old virgin left in Hollywood or all of greater L.A. for that matter. Is that right, Desiree?
She wanted to know why some of these girls who were okay-looking but not outrageously gorgeous weren't getting it. And, well, maybe it's because you have the same attitude that the guys you're complaining about have, and you know, they're getting snatched up. The guys that you want are getting snatched up by the girls that are better looking than you. It's an economy of scale, I guess. Who knows? Doesn't bother me. But anyway, I am announcing, like Paul, my retirement from Los Angeles Telephone Entertainment. As of this week, I will be moving to Las Vegas, Nevada. So I'd like to say goodbye to everybody, and thanks a lot to Paul for playing my comments, and even Bill, now that you're in, and good luck to you. But I'll return in 1986 or 87. So, bye, y'all.
I'm gonna block your knockoff.
Only the Texaco man can do that, like the song says.
You can trust your car to the man who wears the star.
Gee, Daddy, I didn't know you could sing like that.
Honest Ensign.
The critics were rabid over Dennis DeCrepo's performance in his first major motion picture, A Star Is Born. Now, from the same half-wits that brought you Is That Right? And A Star Is Born, comes the action-packed thriller that will knock your bong off and give the critics something new to dump on. Dennis DeCrepo in DeCrepo Man. Action.
Like, hey, Mac, what's going on after the match? Do it.
Hey, Mac, what's going on after the match?
Do it.
Drama.
Just been hanging around in the old boat looking for a bellboy to solder.
Suspense.
How many years has DBS been up?
I don't know.
C. DeCrepo Man. A Telfa Alice's production.
Coming soon to a theater, drive-in, or telephone near you.
To make a difference.
High mileage. Come on.
But anyhow, your line this week sounds really good. I don't know if I, again, I'll have to comment, but to you, I hope you do play. I'm glad you played my comment about the those groups and everything on the relief, Live Aid concert. But anyhow, Mr. William Wild, your new song is coming in. Mr. Fun by William Wild. Okay, play the door.
Well, thanks, Bob. I appreciate the compliment. I'm glad you like my singing and songwriting. I understand that I'm Mr. Fun is getting a lot of airplay over on WLDE, the hottest little music station in all of old Wildside Town. So maybe a little later on you can, change stations and go over there and have a listen, and maybe they're playing it for you. But anyway, in the meantime, what you're hearing behind this comment and for the next couple of minutes is also yours truly. No, that means me. Yeah, it's a little song called Don't Give Your Heart that's written and performed by me. So, to Bob and my other music fans out there, thanks for the compliments, troops, and keep those cards and letters coming in. Back into the comments.
Well, hello, Wildside. This is Rich Callahan, and I just got done listening to the last output tape on the Wildside. Let me tell you, I could say so many positive things about the Wildside. It would take me a whole tape to do it, but I'm not going to waste your time. I know one new positive thing to do during the summer, and that is to check out the new stereo phone system on the REC telephone network. Now, I heard it, and I thought it sounded great. I should know. I heard I'm the one who runs the thing, but you know what? I'm really amazed by the sound quality. I mean, it sounds, no offense, but it sounds better than Mac sound.
Oh, Richie, now why'd you have to go and say that?
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul Mack. That's right, the executive producer of The Wild Side. And, we just got a call in here on the input console. And it was from Mr. Richie Calcom, the one you just heard. What a geek, truly. He was speaking about stereophone over there at Calcom and how he thought that it blew away Mac's sound. Well, I'd like to bring up a few points about stereophone. First of all, Mr. Calcom, you might not realize it, but you are not the first, and you won't be the last, to attempt stereo reproduction over the telephone. It's been tried before successfully for very short periods of time before the line runners realized that it was very very impossible to prolong it due to the lack of more than one line in a household. And even if that person did have more than one line in a household, they would have to have the two phones side by side, da-da-da-da-da, on and on. It's just not... It's just not practical to reproduce stereo. I've considered it myself, and would have done it a long time ago if not I hadn't had the realization that it wasn't feasible and just not practical. This is a negative comment, and I can speak my mind because it's very small and it doesn't take very long. So let me just tell you, it's impractical, Rich. You'll never work. It'll never work. I mean, it's working, but it'll never work. And as far as it being better than Mac Sound, well, let me just clear one thing up here, folks. You see, Mac Sound is, in fact, the best telephone output quality you can get out of one earpiece. That's right, folks. So I warn you, Richie Calcom, don't get on my nerves.
Why don't you go to bed? Gee, thanks loads. By now, I feel better already. Thank you.
Mr. Fun, William Wilde, here on WLDE, the hottest sound in Wildside Town. And that was for Bob from the 213 area who called into a request lines at 818-761-0333. And since we're on the subject of Mr. Wilde, who, by the way, hosts a successful comment show over on station KPMB, we've got an exclusive, yep, an exclusive, a new release. It's called The Telephone Rag, debuting here, debuting now, for you, on
WLDE.
You pick up your phone, then you punch in some tones, then you wait for the ring to be through. Then the tape starts to roll and you unburden your soul, 'cause you know the next 3 minutes are meant for you to do the telephone rag, the telephone rag. Gonna give them a tongue lash and gonna need a body bag. Ragging on the phone is something you do well. Long as you can't see them, you can't really give them a hell. Talk is cheap, so wait for the beep. It's time to do the telephone rag. First you pick up your phone, then you punch in some tones, and you wait for the ring to be through. Then the tape starts to roll and you unburden your soul, 'cause you know the next 3 minutes are meant for you to do the telephone rag.
Director of the Happy Acres Institution. You received a call last week from a man who said that your line was full of shit and a bunch of other derogatory comments. Well, he's one of our escaped inmates. He suffers from assholitis, which is characterized by overactive vocal cords, extremely low intellect, and a complete absence of good taste for the finer things in life, such as your line.
Oh, shucks.
Well, hello, William. It's me, Karen, Grateful Dead, the Devon Slut. And I've got a film review. I saw St. Elmo's Fire last week, and it was a real good movie. Rob Lowe, oh, my God. Fuck, I don't know why Marilyn and him. My old English teacher from junior high's daughter didn't want to go to bed with him at first, because if I was in that movie, man, I would have jumped his bones first thing. But then we're talking about the movie, not what I would have done. I suggest everyone to see the movie. It really makes a lot of sense. Like, it's about these seven people that just graduate from college, and it's like they don't know what to do with their lives, especially one of them, Rob Lowe. It's a fun movie, a real good movie. I think the people that put on the best performance in the movie was Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez. I can't say his name right, but, Andrew McCarthy put on a really good performance. Those are my favorite people of the movie. Other than that, you know, just remember what I said, check out St. Elmo's Fire. This has been Karen Grateful Dead, the Divine Love.
Hello, Bill Wildside. This is the voice from the West, Michael Dennis. First off, Bill, I want to say how proud I am of your line. It's really wonderful to call in and hear people talking about easy, nice, wonderful things to do as opposed to ragging the world. We have enough shit in the newspapers that we read about the garbage that, man's inhumanity demands. And I very much appreciate calling your line and getting some positive energy from time to time. I have here a review that I'd like to read to you, Bill. I call it The Other Venice Beach. It's Tuesday, a lonely, quiet morning in July. A mystical fog arises from the west and envelops the soul of the land and its people. Solitary reflection is the lone demand of the day. Staring out my window brings no peace. Spend it inside? Definitely not. The gray pulls one outside, and like a magnet the ocean calls. Driving down the rows feels right. West, 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 till the end. A parking space. How unbelievably right this all is. A stroll south to fig trees and empty tables. People speaking in hushed, quiet tones about the mysteries of life and inner voyages. A tall latte appears on my table, delivered by a respectfully invisible waitress. This tall liquid parfait of jumbled whites and browns stands proud like a work of art. The white cloud on top of the glass, so perfectly peaked, it melts with the seascape, the cool, methodical sounds of the ocean caressing the sand. Peace. From the corner of my ear comes the jazzy, bluesful, low, smooth wail of a saxophone. Sky, ocean, and I are one. What a lovely afternoon. Peace, friends.
Greetings, and I'd like to say keep up the good work to Mr. William Wild. I've always been a big fan of his brother, Oscar, and I'd like to sing a wee bit of a song. Oh, dear little Flo, I love you so, especially in your nightie, when a moonlight flits across your tits. Oh, Jesus Christ Almighty.
Everybody sing.
Oh, dear little Flo, I love you so, especially in your nightie, when the moonlight flits across your tits. Oh, Jesus Christ Almighty, oh, Jesus Christ Almighty.
A mother speaks.
You should brush your teeth every day, don't eat junk food, help out around the house, and don't go see that movie Weird Science. It's an appalling film. It's all about these two horrible boys who invent this lovely, beautiful woman and make her do all sorts of terrible things. No wonder they call it weird. It is.
Universal Pictures presents Weird Science, written and directed by John Hughes. Rated PG-13, some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Starts Friday at select theaters.
It's not polite to interrupt.
Well, Mom, good advice, I'm sure. But we have to interrupt, because the old digital readout on the wall says it's that time again.
It's that time again!
See? Anyway, I want to thank everybody for calling in their reviews of good things to do. And thanks to Paul Mack, and to Telfa Alices, Universal, and Wild Fun Productions for the movie promos. And be sure to call Mr. Fun at 882-9524. And Mr. Ob at 702-0429. Mr. Calcom at 407-1111. Uncle Freaky at 993-3466. The Party Line at area code 213-205-7980. And if you have a positive review of a good band or movie, video game or book, whatever, call the Wildside Input Line at 761-0333. Of course, as always, if you missed any part of this program, just stay on the line, because it will repeat momentarily. This is William Wilde for Wildside Studios and Paul Mack Productions. Thanks for letting me do it in your ear.
To make a difference.